It's time for the emergency break of the week.
That was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I'm on your show to try to help you.
And we're having fun here, no? You're telling us funny stories about Burt Reynolds, and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
No, you are a big jerk.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, it's 8 o'clock on The Ticket, America's favorite radio station. And we will give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. And candidate number one has been quite a player here the last couple of years. One Mike Reiner. They were talking about on Wednesday, I believe this was. Yeah, this is Wednesday. They were talking about how Rhines had recently run into the great Kelly Raspberry of Kiss fame, Kiss FM. And I guess, I don't know, some long story about how she had a crush on Rhines or something like that. And anyway, as they were talking about that, I guess they played some audio from her talking about it on their show. So coming out of that, they were talking about, wow, don't you know that the teenage listener to Kiss was really, A, trying to figure out who Rhines was, and then wanting them to get back to the music. Now, I've got to think about this group, too. Help me out here, Jer.
Belle Biv DeVoe.
Belle Biv DeVoe. Remember that group?
Yeah.
In the 90s? Yeah. They had a bunch of hits. I always screw this name up, too. But Rhines, yeah, Poison. That girl is poison. Yeah, there you go. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah, Jer.
So here's Rhines. Not quite nailing the name Belle Biv DeVoe.
Well, now we know, A, that they vastly overrate you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
That we also know that now your name has been exposed to 75% more people than have ever listened to this station.
And they're all wondering, who the hell is this guy talking about?
Who is it? There's some 17-year-old girl driving down the road listening to
y'all
it going,
play
what?
Some music.
Come on, Todd.
Let's hear Biv Belle DeVoe.
What?
Biv Belle DeVoe.
Oh, my.
Oh, well, Kelly, we love you. Thank you very much.
Do.
Big Al, we love you, too.
So we have that isolated...
Belle DeVoe. Belle DeVoe.
Belle Biv Belle DeVoe. You know what I love now? Also, when Mike messes up and Mino will play the Norm drop. Oh Mike.
All right, let's listen to that one more time.
Well, now we know, A, that they vastly overrate you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
That we also know that now your name has been exposed to 75% more people than have ever listened to this station.
And they're all wondering, who the hell is this guy talking about?
Who is it? There's some 17-year-old girl driving down the road listening to
y'all
it going,
play
what?
Some music.
Come on, Todd.
Let's hear Biv Belle DeVoe.
What?
Biv Belle DeVoe.
Oh, Mike.
Oh, well, Kelly, we love you.
All right. Isolated one more time.
Good times.
DeVoe. Biv Belle DeVoe.
It's like he's singing it.
I know it. They need to put a...
Biv Belle DeVoe.
Somebody's got to put music in.
Yeah, something tells me we're going to hear that a lot more.
In the days of...
It's going to be the hot phrase now at Valley Ranch, now that it's played on the e-break. All right, so Rhines is candidate number one. Candidate number two is the man known as Killer, who stepped in for Fernando last Friday to produce us. And Gordo was ripping on Jan Michael Vincent after he saw some pictures of the Airwolf star.
I wasn't ripping on him. I was sorry for him.
Uh-huh.
He's not doing well.
No, he is not.
He doesn't look quite like he did in the 80s. And so Killer thought he would interject, and didn't go real well.
Well, that's what has happened to Jan Michael Vincent.
We're going
to
write the show a little differently. Yeah. All right, what's it going to be about now?
He looks like Patches O'Houlihan from Dodgeball. Oh,
yes, that's what it is now. He's advising how to fly Airwolf now. He's a mentor. He's like Yoda now.
He's been saving up all morning, ready to go on the air.
I think it was going to be Ernest Borgnine. But,
yeah, that's what I was trying to get out.
Okay. Looks like we have another edition of the Killer Show breaking out. So go ahead, Killer. You have the floor.
What was that?
I was saying he could be the Borgnine character, like the mentor to Stringfellow.
I'm not familiar enough with the show. Explain that.
Borgnine had an air helicopter company, and he was the boss of Stringfellow Hawk. And yeah, we're gone.
Oh, he was in that show?
Yeah. He was,
I didn't know
he was
the
mentor.
Is that all you have, or is
come
there?
Come on. Yeah. You know that, Ernest Borgnine. I didn't know he was in the show.
I'm not really
Killer's
better.
Killer's bringing something to the show.
Now that I know that Ernest Borgnine was in the show.
I am. Poor Killer.
Does anybody get a knife pulled on him quicker than Killer?
No.
No, you're right.
And he couldn't even get that stumble out of his mouth.
And Craig is much worse than I am about it.
What?
What? Well, he was there.
I'm trying to help him along.
He usually is, and you overlook it.
No, I'm trying to help him.
No,
me
you're not.
Overlook a fault of Craig and then bag on you for the same thing?
Yes.
I don't think so. Come on. That doesn't go
on.
Yeah,
we're gone. Oh.
and I have failed, and I will shut
and
up.
I
now.
Love you. And okay, so there is Killer.
I did it for you, Dad.
There's Killer up for another e-break. And then candidate number three is, I always get his name wrong, Joyce Durnham.
No, I think it's George.
George? Okay, he was trying to say the phrase P1, which we've all said a million times, but for some reason it came out differently.
We're going to get the updated totals of what your latest communist commercial has done to the white elephant voting.
You're such a jerk. You are such a jerk, and no one is playing dirtier pool than you right now. Don't be fooled by it, Poo-ones.
You only said Putin, who is your comrade.
Don't be fooled by it, Putin. You know what Gordo's up to. Uh-oh. You all right, Gordo? Oh, yeah, that was the day that Gordon had the bad accident in the studio.
So we just caught this.
I forgot about that.
So ridiculous. You're the one that
barely caught it.
Slopped a bucket of mud on the wall behind you.
That wasn't me. All right, so those are your three candidates, Rhines, Killer, or me. Oh, who wants? 888-787-1310. Let's all play fairly. Let's all vote responsibly. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, this is Joe Skinlonen, and I vote for contestant number two.
Okay.
Intestine.
That's
number
Joe.
Two.
Contestant.
Oh.
It's Joe Skinlonen voting for Killer. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
And I'm not kidding, really, because why would you say it? Because it's somewhat funny. No, it isn't funny. It isn't. No, because people out there that don't know me would say, what kind of jerk is this guy?
He's doing the transcript of the Lee Corso.
That was funny.
It is funny. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
I vote for Depot, Bibby, Bell, Taco Bell, Bell Bottoms, Bluebell.
Okay, there's Ryan's vote. Hello, you're on Ticket AM and FM.
Hey, guys, it's Corby Davidson, and I'd like to vote for Hooter Brown, Poo Poo.
Guess that's me?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Pretty good, Corby.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who would you like to vote for?
Hi, I'd like to vote for the shirtless and well-oiled George Dunham. I have AIDS.
Thank you.
Oh.
What did he say at the end?
Why did you thank him for having AIDS?
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, and you thanked him for it.
Well, I didn't hear what he said. Oops. You happy now that other people are saying stupid stuff like that and then a gunshot?
Yeah, Craig.
Talking to you.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Vaginal slice, warm.
Nope. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hi, I'd like to regonkably vote for Killer.
Regonkably vote.
That is a regonk. Thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket voting in the emergency break of the week.
Hey, George.
Yep.
You're a bitch.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Mike.
Mike. Got you down. Hello, you're on ticket.
Good morning. I'd like to vote for Mr. Mike Reiner, and this is not Wendy Davis, and I still love you madly, Georgia.
Here's Wendy Davis.
Go ahead. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Dale Hansen's Backdoor Love Dungeon.
Sir, that is not a candidate. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Jorge Durnham.
That's your vote? Thank you, sir. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Okay, she had no reason to use her leg as an assault weapon.
George, that was great.
She had no reason to use her leg as an assault weapon. Was not stuffed up by him. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Those aren't allergies.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Backdoor Georgie's Exploding Anus and Christopher Reeves.
Okay, oh thank you, sir. Gosh. Hello, you are on The Ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for the precipitation of the bicuspid metamorphosis.
And it's ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Mike Reiner wins again in the emergency break of the week.
Well, now we know, A, that they vastly overrate you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
That we also know that now your name has been exposed to 75% more people than have ever listened to this station.
And they're all wondering, who the hell is this guy talking about?
Who is it? There's some 17-year-old girl driving down the road listening to
y'all
it going,
play
what?
Some music.
Come on, Todd.
Let's hear Bib Beldevo.
What?
Bib Beldevo.
Oh, my.
Oh, well, Kelly.
Oh, man. How many is that for one Mike Reiner?
Double figures for 2014, 10 for the old gray linguist.
Oh,
he breaks the record set last year by him.
What a run we've watched here these last couple of years by Mike.